You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Many orthodontists in Tallahassee can straighten a smile, but at Birch Orthodontics, they're dedicated to providing the finest care possible. The experienced and friendly staff is trained in all of the latest techniques. So whether you need standard treatment like braces or Invisalign, or you have a more complicated case requiring extra attention, Birch Orthodontics is here for you. Set up your free consultation today by visiting birchorthodontics.com, B-U-R-C-H, orthodontics.com, or call 850-877-1692. At Birch Orthodontics, they create beautiful smiles that last a lifetime.
It's time for Seminole Headlines featuring WarChant.com's Jeff Cameron, managing editor Ira Schofel, and senior writer Corey Clark. Your weekly dose of all things FSU, pistols, and pies starts right now. Here's Jeff Cameron.
Hour number two, Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, WarChant TV, and you. Thanks for joining us. Our thanks to Birch Orthodontics for sponsoring the hour. The ride and die orthodontist, indeed. And we just got a great report card from Birch Orthodontics for my children. It's progressing nicely. She was very impressed with Bryce. Said that we're where we need to be right now. So that's at least the good news.
That is good news, man. You had a couple of rocky visits early on when the boys weren't, you know.
Well, kids rebel.
Yeah.
Screw these bands, things like that. You know, what are you going to do? But he came around, wears the bands, looking good.
Dr. Birch never has a game day like what we saw last Saturday.
Never.
Could you imagine?
No.
Like, what's the equivalent?
If you're stabbing you in the eye?
Yeah, like
the equipment?
Yeah. I came for braces.
Yeah, and now you can't see. Now you're blind.
I'm struggling. What do I do? What do you mean, what do you do? You don't know what to do? I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
I'm scared.
Yeah,
everybody run around in circles.
all the employees just start running around.
Yeah, like, I was like,
but that tipping over trays.
That was us in the second half.
That does not happen at Birch Orthodontics. I can tell you because all three of my kids have gone there, got braces, got pretty smiles now.
Yeah.
My two boys are headed there and continuing. BirchOrthodontics.com is the website. They'll offer you free consultations. You can go and get your first visit free. They will work through whatever case you have, whether you need braces, Invisalign, other repairs. And also just awesome people, great people. And they'll talk about Florida State football with you.
Or basketball or soccer.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nothing but positive signs with that soccer team, guys. Maybe we should do that.
I think they're 6-0. They're number one in the country, and they're 6-0.
Really good, yeah.
They were playing their sixth game against Auburn. They beat them, who's another top 10 team. And one of the stats, the FSU soccer Twitter account was, Christina Roque is her name, right? Roque is the – or Michelle.
Right.
She's like Roque with her first save of the year. They're in game six, and she made her first save of the year, man. That's
like
crazy.
When you get five games into an Alabama season, and the punter has punted once.
Yeah. He's averaging one punt every three games.
The thing is, in some of their goals, and maybe we'll just start talking about soccer on the show.
Let's do it, man. Their goals are insane.
We got an hour. Let's go.
They scored their first goal the other night in 27 seconds.
Yeah. They've had two or three goals this year where they're just like, you've got to be kidding me.
It's like playing chess against the grandmaster. Like two moves in, check.
Yeah, how's that even possible?
That's not possible. I got a bunch of guys on the board. This can't be. No, it's brutal.
We got any soccer questions?
Here we go. Let it begin. Chris writes, with all the negativity going on in the world, why on earth should I watch this team? You're right. Nobody's making you watch this team. You don't have to watch this team. Hey, Chris, a lot of people are going to choose this weekend to not watch this team.
I think they'll watch this one.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah. I think if this one goes poorly, that might be a wrap on the fall.
This is driving down the highway. You see some flashing lights on the other side, and you're thinking, is that somebody just get pulled over?
Right.
Or is that an accident?
Should I help?
Let me get in the left lane and see if I can see what that is.
Yeah.
Just to see what it is. And then they realize maybe it's a an inferno.
Yeah.
And that's maybe what the season is. Or it could just be a or maybe Saturday was just a ticket.
Yeah, yeah, just getting a ticket.
Ooh, I don't know. I think it's more than a ticket. I think it got popped with some drugs in the car.
Some paraphernalia.
There was some other stuff going on there. Might have just originally started as a ticket, right. And now it's like, what do we got here? Kyle writes, thanks for all the great content you guys give us. I was a student for the 30-0 weight game in the rain, and I didn't think I could feel worse than that as an FSU fan. Then Saturday happened. Has Corbin ever not kept it on the Wildcat? What if this is the ultimate long game, and we see an 80-yard touchdown pass from him this Saturday?
To Milton. Because they're just going to stop covering Milton.
Wide open, hand raised. He'll catch it.
Yeah, and even the Wake Forest game, though, I think this is worse than that because
two
days later, Jeff Bowden got fired.
Yeah,
and
that was
it brought you Jimbo Fisher, and you knew that was coming.
You knew it was coming.
Like, yeah. There was nowhere to go after that, but we have to make some decisions. So you had a little hope walking out of that stadium that things will change. This is a guy in game two of year two that you thought had turned it around with such a good performance on the opener, and then to just have it, you know, melt away.
We're contractually obligated for me to do this. So the Wake game was a game, and my father comes into the conversation. This is the part of that.
Nice.
I was at that game with my dad.
Well, my dad got upset with me because obviously I had been
partaking.
I had been telling people for how long these changes needed to be made. And so we're leaving the stadium, and he goes, you seem way too chipper. Because I was like, all righty, well, that's a tough one. And I go, if only somebody had seen that coming. And he's like, enough.
Yeah.
Enough. And I was like, yeah, keep him around. You know, hey, why not? He'll turn it around.
How long did you guys stay for the whole game?
Yeah. My dad didn't, but Shannon and I did. We stayed because
why?
I don't remember.
You thought they were going to fire Jeff Bowden on the field?
I was wondering if Renegade, I was telling Renegade, would spear him. I think they put Xavier Lee back in for the last drive. Yeah. We're going to see if old X can get him.
It's a little bit like a car accident, to use your analogy. I couldn't help but continue to watch.
You don't want the team you're cheering for at the time to get shut out.
Because that's all I remember, being in the press box, knowing how crappy the weather was.
Shut out since 88.
And just looking at the people in the stands thinking, what are they doing? Why are there people still here?
It was raining.
They were in a state of shock.
Miserable.
And it was cold and raining, too. It wasn't just raining. It was cold.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking,
our last trip to Winston-Salem, Wake Forest game.
Nathan writes, this Saturday's debacle was the first time my faith in Norvell and the program has been shaken.
Yeah.
How many wins this season does he need in order to save this sinking ship? Well, if by sinking ship you mean that recruiting class I think he's got to get to 4.
Who knows? Who can know? Or you can go back and listen to the first hour, and we've already devised a plan where Travis Hunter, you don't even have to worry about it. He's coming.
So I like where Zach's mind's at. I don't know that this will turn out that way, but perhaps, and it's worth revisiting. Zach writes, Jacksonville State could be to Norvell what ULM was to Saban, right? A turning point that helps us reel off 6 national championships in 13 years. One can dream, can't they?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how it won't be like that. Because I feel like the trajectory
That's the first thing I said to my son when we were going to bed the other night. I said, don't worry about it, son. Championships coming down the pipe, buddy, any day now.
I thought it started out the ULM game that Willie had. Because that didn't really spawn great things.
Blocking an extra point to win a game against ULM.
They didn't block it. He just missed it. They didn't even do anything. He just missed it.
He just straight up missed it. And they celebrated like they had won the national championship.
Well, so here's the thing, though, about that. Like, in 2009, again, not a great year in Florida State history, they almost lost to that Jacksonville State team. They had to drive and score with 30 seconds left. And then in 1988.
Stop scheduling them, by the way.
It's supposed to be a dub.
We're not good enough.
And then in 1988, they were only up 10-7 on Georgia Southern in the fourth quarter. And now that was a good Georgia Southern team, but it was still a division.
An unreal Georgia Southern team.
It was a 1AA team.
Yeah,
and you're number 3 division in the country in 1A, and you're losing in the fourth quarter. So there have been close calls before.
It's littered throughout the country.
Yeah.
People get very they're prisoners of the moment, is what I should say. I'm not excusing away that loss. It's inexcusable.
Yeah.
But I would say, especially the way it happened, but I would say that you could go back, just go ahead and look at any number of coaches, especially even legendary coaches' careers, and you'll find blights on that resume where you go, what in the hell? I mean, weird things happen. It does happen. And he's right to bring up, you know, obviously what happened with Nick Saban.
I think he's being facetious. But
he is being facetious. But the problem is, of course, Nick had more to fall back on.
He had a little more cachet.
He had had some success elsewhere prior to that unbelievable loss. Yes. Since the season is once again over in September, writes Preston, can we get some more of Corey's interesting marriage counseling stories? He told one on Wake Up War Chant that was pretty compelling, more compelling than watching The Wildcat every Saturday. I feel like we could
all use some counsel for that. I didn't know y'all. I didn't know The Wildcat was taking such a beating.
It's silly.
Yeah, it was heading that way, and then Saturday was.
But
the,
the only touchdown that Milton had against Notre Dame was Trayshawn Ward from The Wildcat.
The Wildcat sucks.
I mean, it is what it is. You do what you can. My marriage counseling story was that, real quick. Went to marriage counseling with Shanna. It clearly took. We're happily ever after.
You get your money back?
Yeah, so,
you know, somebody will correct me on this. Sorry. Side note. Somebody will correct me on this. I don't know of anybody that I've ever known who have, well, that's redundant, that's ever gone to marriage counseling and had it work.
Well, I'm sure it does.
I'm sure it has, but I've never met anybody.
But
usually when you find out somebody's divorced and you talk to them, if it ever comes up and they say, well, we went to counseling, invariably, it leads to it didn't work and we got a divorce.
The best news of the marriage counseling was that the therapist diagnosed me with adult ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, look, I know you. She's like, I know you get upset when he doesn't do the take out the trash on time,
or doesn't do anything,
do the dishes, or he doesn't pick up his clothes. But sometimes it's really hard for Corey to focus. So anytime for the rest of our marriage, if I didn't take out the dishes or you know put the dishes in the dishwasher, and Shannon would be like, why do you keep leaving them in the sink? I'm like, babe,
I just can't focus.
My ADHD keeps flaring up.
I want to be diagnosed keeps with flaring this. Ira, don't you? Wouldn't this be great?
What are we doing?
I don't think your wife would care.
I have a condition. I'm trying my best here. So that didn't take well either.
No. Jeremy writes, when the program dissolves in 2 weeks, which other college would you guys most like to cover and why?
I mean,
I think I'd be bored covering Alabama.
Yeah, and you don't talk to anyone except Saban twice a week.
And he's always cantankerous. You see his press conference this week?
No.
He was furious.
Same thing.
Always.
Hey, cough button. I'm not even trying anymore. Yeah. I'm just moving the mic away. Not Georgia, because Kirby's just a mini Saban. I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, you'd have to move to wherever that is. So think about a region of the country you'd like to live in. And then try to find a program that is on the come, that's on the rise, that's a program that would be fun to watch build, that's climbing.
I'd go back to covering high schools.
I'd go to Jacksonville State. I like what they did. I like their coach. I think the fact.
I think I'm off to L.A., boys. La La Land. I'm covering UCLA.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Or USC.
Let's go.
You could cover that USC coaching
search.
They
fired Helton. Yeah, there you go. this guy wants no. See, this is. I got to skip over a lot of these things.
You got to be careful with these questions this week.
Is this program cursed is what Ryan wants to know. He just believes now that the program is cursed. He wants to know who put the curse on the program. Is it cursed? Also, Brent writes, when you all did the W's and L's prediction game before the season started, why was the W plural?
Yeah, good point. That's a very good point. It's a good question. We should have done our W and L's prediction.
One W and a bunch of L's. Where do we get that dub?
Yeah,
where is it? It's a needle in the haystack, guys. Where do we get
coming?
That dub? All right. Kayvon writes, in 2013, we had a catalyst, Red Lightning.
Mm.
Although much different situations, we need a catalyst in 2021. Ira, shave your head. Complete the trilogy of bald. Knoll Nation needs you now. Fulfill your destiny.
Ira, just try it, man. Just try it.
Nope.
Not even for Norvell, even for this program?
Nope.
What if somebody said they're getting a 7-5 if you shave your head?
Nope.
Oh, man. Well, there you go, folks. You see how much Ira cares.
There's my commitment.
You could wear a hat, dude, like this guy does.
Well, I bald all the time, though. I often...
I know you're not hiding it, saying if it looks terrible on Ira, which it might, he could still wear a hat.
You know, it's an underrated thing about you, Ira, is that when you do wear a hat, it's surprisingly... For me, surprises me that it looks that good.
It looks really.
I don't know why, because I would always show off the gray. I love the gray. The silver fox look is solid. But when you wear the hat, I'm like, it looks good on Ira.
Yeah, I
not
agree.
Everybody can pull off a hat. Corey looks clunky when he wears a hat. It doesn't like make any sense. It's all goofy and sideways and lumpy.
Yeah,
it's strange. Even he'll admit that.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wear a hat anymore.
Tripp writes, howdy, gentlemen. Historically speaking, staffs who have lost these types of games, FCS upsets, do not survive, primarily because great coaching staffs don't lose these types of games to FCS opponents. However, are we too poor and it's too early to throw in the towel on this group of coaches just yet. So what is the fine line they must walk for the remainder of the year in order to get to riding this ship? And then he wrote, hashtag John Harbaugh would never. What do you think, Ira?
Yeah, well, the thing is, man, it's look, I get it. People are pissed, and they have every right to be pissed. But the idea of even talking about firing a coach after 11 games? 11 games.
11 total games.
After you just fired a guy. After you just fired a guy and didn't even make through his second season, who's taking this job? Like, this is not – there's a lot of issues at Florida State. When you talk about the money, the facilities, I'm not saying it's as bad as some people make it out to be, but it ain't the greatest. And if you just fired two head coaches in under 2 years or 2 years or less, I mean – you're crazy. There's nobody's going to take a rebuilding job where you get fired in less than 2 years.
It was a risk. It was a risk to fire Willie when they did, despite the mountain of evidence, both on and off the field, that you needed to. There was real discussion about keeping him.
Even though they knew
he wasn't going to win or turn this around, there was still discussion about keeping him until certain things happened and they went, okay, that's it. But they knew that means you are dedicated to a massive rebuild once you do that. And you could not compound that by firing again.
I mean, you talk about – he brings up the point about coaches that lose these type of games and whether or not they ever survive. Look at the schools that fire coaches every 2 or 3 years.
Tennessee is a good example.
They all suck.
Oh, yeah.
They never
and over and over again.
You don't get out of that cycle. Because every time you have a coaching change, you have attrition on the roster. And then the next guy comes in and he's trying to replace
it. There's no continuity.
That's an endless cycle. So
it can't be.
I mean, so.
No, they're not firing
him. Everybody needs to focus on, especially people in the administration, and they need to do whatever they need to do. Now, if that means making changes on the coaching staff at the end of the season, which they may have to do, then going out and getting the people you have to get on the staff. Now, you go back to one of the things I was talking to somebody, a former player, about yesterday, is when you look at. When he was trying to put together the staff and he wanted to hire Dan Lanning from Georgia and they couldn't do it because Kirby gave him a raise and they hired Adam Fuller, I mean, that's fine. Maybe Adam Fuller will figure it out. But you had a chance to maybe get a guy that could be the guy, like an awesome defensive coordinator, and you chose not to because you didn't want to get into that kind of bidding war. Well, here you are. And so now if you have to go back out and hire assistants again, are you looking for the next Walt Bell? Or are you going to invest, do what Clemson did with Dabo?
Mm-hmm.
And you went and
surround him with
Chad
really good
Morris
coaches. Yeah.
And
but they knew Dabo couldn't coach, so they went and got guys.
And I'm not
good.
Saying Norvell can't. I'm just saying, don't you want to shoot every bullet you've got right now and try to make this work as opposed to thinking, man, in a year or two, we're going to be doing this again?
You almost, like, look, we can say they're not going to fire him. If he goes 1-11, there'll be discussions. And there should be. You will go on 1-11. Would be insanity with this schedule. You have UMass and Jacksonville State and an awful Syracuse and awful Louisville. Anyway, but that said, you're right. The only way Florida State will be good in 2022 is if Mike Norvell's the head coach.
Sure.
Probably the same for 2023. There have been some quick turnarounds, but the only way Florida State will be any good at all is if Mike Norvell's the head coach
in 2022.
And we're not
saying he will be.
That's exactly right.
But,
it's your only chance.
But whatever you have to do in terms of putting that staff around him, I mean, you're going to end up paying one way or the other. So either pay him to go away in a couple of years like you did with Willie, or pay what you have to do to get him the staff he needs, if that's what it is.
And also the players he needs, guys.
I mean, we can't stress that enough.
Ignoring this very important
it's the elephant
part
in the room.
This guy. We need to make sure everybody who needs to be paid is paid,
yes.
Ira. I don't know what you're doing. I'm trying to win some football games around here.
And you say nobody would take the job if Norvell got fired? I bet Travis Hunter's dad would take it. I bet he'd take it.
Seminole Headlines on 93.3 Real Talk Radio and War Chant TV returns in a moment.
Hey, headliners and elite headliners. It's Ira here, and it's time to talk Shopify. As you remember, a couple of years ago, we wanted to create and sell headlines merch for the best podcast listeners in the world. That's you. But we had no idea where to get started. Now we're selling Yay Sausage shirts, and it's so easy. All because we use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're a startup working out of your man cave or IPO ready, Shopify is the only tool you need to grow your business without all the struggle. Shopify puts you in control of every sales channel. You could be selling Don Julio socks from Shopify's in-person point of sale system,
We're offering headliner shirts from Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform. Whatever you need, you're covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. Up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love most about Shopify is how, no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up today for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/warchant, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/warchant, all lowercase, and they'll help you grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Go to shopify.com/warchant.
Life is stressful. Dinner shouldn't be. That motto is why Register Sausage has been doing business in the Florida Panhandle and Lower Alabama for over 75 years. A proud sponsor of Seminole Headlines, Register Sausage always provides the best Southern smoked sausage to over 140 grocery stores and restaurants throughout the Southeast. Headliners have discovered the Register's difference. You can too. To find a store that carries Register's near you or to buy directly, head to registermeats.com. That's registermeats.com. Register Sausage. Yay, sausage!
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
We could do a first on the show, one of us calling our wives to make sure she gets home in time for the furniture folks that are arriving today.
You could text her, right?
I could, but I'm doing a show.
Right, right. Yeah. So you were going to call her.
I was going to call her. It was going to be fun. She's calling right back. We could do it right now.
For sure, man.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
You,
hey, babe, you're on the air. So listen to me. You need to get to the house in time for the furniture people, okay? All right, I'm back to doing the show. Love you.
See you, Christy. What a wonderful portion of Seminole Headlines.
That was the equivalent of calling that defense.
Yeah, there it was. I had no choice. Actually, I'm more prepared. I made a play, made a decision in the moment that makes sense. Somebody's got to get there, Ira. She's going to get there in time, and we'll be all right.
What kind of furniture are we getting?
Two new couches.
Ooh. Nice.
Two new couches.
You broke the ones on Saturday night?
Or burned them.
No,
yeah, you should have.
I should have. I will now. Whole neighborhood get involved. It'd be tribal. So I finally pulled the trigger. I'm so picky when it comes to furniture and stuff like that. I've needed new couches for years, and I finally decided that's it. That's all. We're doing it. But they give you these huge windows as to when they're coming.
Do you let the dogs on the couches?
We do, but not these new ones.
So here's the worst.
Tough times for the dogs. They're gonna be like, "What's cool? What gives?"
We had Daisy for 14 years, and Kim would not let Daisy on our furniture. Not that we had nice furniture, but Kim just did not want the dog on the furniture.
The dog hair is a mess, man.
Well, yeah, that's right. It was an Australian Shepherd. Yeah. So Daisy passes away. God bless your soul, Daisy. Yeah. And we replaced Daisy. Well, you can't replace Daisy. But We get Nico, and from day one, Nico's on the couch.
Oh, Nico's like, I got
and
this.
And I'm like, Daisy's looking down at
you. What is this nonsense?
14 years I was on the floor.
Yeah. Well, I bought two big dog beds for them that they're going to have to get used to. Comfortable. I want to lay in them.
All right. Well, good.
Yeah. James writes, great job by everyone reporting on and analyzing a debacle that well could result in Mike Norvell being a dead man walking at FSU if they don't win the next three games. Are you concerned? That's a bit of a high bar, James. I like the theme, though. Here we go. Are you concerned that Adam Fuller aggressively justified his defensive play call on the last play of the game? I understand that he won't publicly admit an error, but aggressively justifying the error indicates he's too arrogant or lacking in common sense to learn from his mistakes, which means he's not going to get better.
That's the thing. I don't think he was aggressively defending it. He was explaining how it could have worked.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't like, oh, no, that was – see, like Jimbo, that call they had against Miami when Miami
– yeah, they're already James in field goal range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you're playing man-to-man press coverage with like 8 seconds
left.
He's
got Derwin James covering a tight end.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, that was aggressively defending it. Jimbo would aggressively defend it. I don't think Adam Fuller was. I think he was just saying, hey, you know, it could have worked. What we called could have worked. It should have worked. And that's maybe true, but it doesn't mean it was the best call. I think they had to have learned from it. You would have to believe.
And look, he was answering our questions. Like, he was just answering questions about what the call was supposed to be, what it was. And he said, yeah, we'd like to have him further back. You know, I would think somebody would be like, get them all back. You know, that would have been me on the sideline. But either way, I think he was just explaining it. And as I pointed out on Wake Up War Champ, when Louisville put up 100 points against Florida State in 2016.
It was only 63.
We heard from DeMarcus Walker. It is cool that we get to hear from the play caller himself. Yeah. And he said, he's like, I understand you're asking the question. Because I kind of half apologize because I kept going back to that play.
Well,
like,
it's five good questions. Reason.
Right. But there are other problems there, too, like the drive before. They gave up two touchdown passes on the drive before that were wide open. But either way, I kind of like, sorry I'm bringing this up again, but he's like, oh, no, go ahead. And then afterwards, like, look, I get it. We're trying to explain to people what happened. So ask as many questions as you want. It's fine. I didn't feel like he was aggressive.
We all said this immediately following the game. We said that one thing we've learned about these coaches, and it's good, you know, you don't get a huge pat on the back. It's like Mike Norvell said after the Notre Dame game, you don't get credit for trying and competing and not quitting.
That's the minimum.
Well, I feel similarly here, but it doesn't happen everywhere. So it should be pointed out that Norvell rightfully took full responsibility for the loss, apologized to the fans, players, everybody else. And Fuller took responsibility for what happened there and was willing to sit and answer questions about it. I'm glad. I mean, it's not a good look if all of a sudden you're indignant by valid questions.
Did you like when he snuck in right away when he was asked about it? Because he knew the questions were coming. He's like, look, would we rather not be in that spot where it comes down to the final play? Yes, but it's like, I would take a shot at the offense, too. Like, yeah, I know we screwed up on 4th and 60, but how are we scoring? UAB put up 31 on those guys. How are we only putting up 17 points with our offensive minds?
But I don't think that they were defiant on any of those answers, any of those topics. They just weren't going to.
Right.
Yeah.
They weren't going to say,
you're not going to bow down.
Yeah.
Well, the reality is, I just didn't like Dillingham's answers. I don't like the thought of saying we have a rotation at running back. LT had averaged all these yards per carry last year.
Has nothing to do with nothing.
That's right. What I'm saying, but that's why
they're explaining what their reasoning was.
No, but my point is, like, we just have to watch it now.
Yeah.
We just have to see it.
Yeah.
If it happens again, if you're in a situation like that again, and Toefele, who had already not performed well in short yardage before,
yeah,
if that happens again, then you could.
Oh, now
you got real problems.
Now you got real problems because they're not seeing things that they should be seeing.
It would also be nice if they could adjust in the moment and be like, you know what? It's not. He doesn't have it today. Sometimes starting pitchers. Oh, yeah.
Somebody brought up the fact that I needed to bring back the 1-2-3 Leon Washington chant because back in the day, how Jeff Bowden and them would have Booker in the game instead of Leon Washington, and Leon Washington was the vastly superior player. And I started to chant every afternoon, 1-2-3 Leon Washington, just to remind the coaches that he was on the team.
My favorite was when, I think it was P.K. Sam or Crafonso Thorpe, one of those guys, they were like, yeah, we're glad that we're seniors now and we can never come out of the game. Because like the receivers did their own rotation.
Yeah, they rotated themselves.
They just would decide, oh, I need a blow, I'll come out. But if not, I'm going to play every snap.
Yeah, I'll just be out there.
And so when they would get to be seniors, they're like, now's our turn.
And it's just crazy that it's almost indefensible, almost as indefensible as that last defensive play call, that Toefele had more carries than Trayshawn Ward, and he had more carries in the second half than Corbin, or at least more carries in the fourth quarter. The game is on the line, man. You have to have your best offensive players in that moment. And I think Toefele could be good. I'm not punting on him. But you can't just say he's a really good player. We want to get him touches too.
And
go in the moment.
And if you're going to throw the if you're going to throw that fade to Malik McClain,
never throw the fade.
But
ever,
if you're going to do that, then just take the 3 points because the chances of you hitting that were not very good.
And that's from somebody that watches practice a lot.
That there's not a high completion percentage on that pass when they throw it.
Doesn't seem to work much.
So why wouldn't you just take the 3 points? Then at that point, you could take the field goal off the equation with 6 seconds left because they're down six.
It's also fun. It's a reminder of how much you loved the tunnel screen back in the day.
It never worked.
But I do like the tunnel screen.
It's just that we didn't execute
the
tunnel screen. Yeah.
Run it. Eric, but a fade is nuts.
Eric writes, I'm hoping things get turned around sooner rather than later. I will say that I'm looking forward to seeing Ira tweet out a new set of vacation photos during the Clemson game later this year.
I thought we were past those days. No. But yeah, we might be back.
I don't know, man.
David wants to know, how are we not the Nebraska of the South at this point? Fair enough. I mean, we're trending in that direction. I often compare the two programs. They've been sadder, sorry, longer. But
I think
the recruiting. You're going to bring up the recruiting. I'm just saying on the field results right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Very, very similar.
Nebraska's better than Florida State right now if you go with on-field results. But my point is the potential of the two programs – in my eyes, are still vastly different because I think if you get the right coach in here, and hey, he might be here, but when you get the right coach in here, it will take off. I think it's not quite Kentucky basketball, but it's close. Kentucky basketball was kind of sucky.
Oh,
the end of Tubby, Billy Gillespie, they didn't do a whole lot.
Kind of sucky, the end of Tubby.
They made the T-shirts, I'm sure.
And then they get Calipari, and look what happened.
If
You know what they did when they got Kyle Park?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's move on.
Oh,
if,
buddy.
If you,
you know what's going on. Baby.
Come on, buddy. Time.
If this thing goes off the rails, and if they are like one win in November or something like that, I think that's when we start playing paper football in here. Like during the show.
We're just,
we're going to drink.
We compete. We'll drink on the air.
We'll find games.
We're drinking.
People can just watch us like play chess.
We can invite people in to drink with us.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not bad. There's a couch back there. Absolutely. We're not going to be talking about this program in November.
We can talk about basketball.
Well, we got that too.
Soccer.
Ryan wants to know, do you guys love anything the way our receivers love dropping the football? That's a fair question.
The most disappointing drop of that whole game, Keyshawn's was the biggest by far, and that was a bad one.
It's a toughie.
But my man Jordan Wilson, buddy,
I mean,
you're 265 pounds, but you're 265 pounds. You can't be getting dislodged from the ball by an FCS safety. That's a big play. That probably cost them 4 points because I think they kicked the field goal on that drive anyway, the 53-yarder. Shout out to Fitzgerald coming back. It was a big kick.
Yep.
But, man, catch the ball, dude. You're too big to be dislodged like that. That was a good throw.
So here's what I'm wondering, and I this is what fans always want, and we've said you're just not going to get in a press conference setting. I'm sure he does. I'm pre-answering it before I ask the question. They're not going to say this at a press conference because of how it looks, and it's a little bit like the pound of flesh comment. But I do know why fans kind of want this. Jay says, has anybody asked Mike Norvell if he truly understands what this loss means to the program and the fan base? As in, does he fully grasp that this is an upset that if he was at Memphis, but as historic, never happened? It's never happened here.
Yeah.
I want to hear him grasp this at some point.
I thought after the game.
After the game, he apologized.
Yes.
I don't know if that was unsolicited or if it was Andrew Adelson's question.
Adelson's question was, yes. Florida State's never lost to an FCS opponent. How do you bounce back from this? What did you say to the guys? When she asked that his eyes closed, he knew it was a ridiculous thing that just occurred and that he resided over it.
Yeah. But the answer he will give in front of cameras and microphones is, I only know what to do. I only know how to work. We're just going to work. We're going to earn their trust back. You know, the Jeff Cameron PR, you know what to say to that question. I would be really interested in having a beer with him. I'm going to have a beer with him tonight. Ari, you want to come over?
Sounds good. Let's
okay. Go. If I was having a beer with him to ask him, man, what you – because he clearly knows.
Oh, for
he
sure.
Has to
me,
know.
It's the ignominy. It's the same
Ooh,
thing
nicely
as
done.
Losing the bowl streak.
Right.
I mean, it's that significant. Losing the bowl streak. The difference with losing the bowl streak was that happened over the course of a season. This was just like – man, in like 10 seconds, because nobody thought they were going to lose that game. Even with 10 seconds, you didn't think they were going to lose the football game.
Yeah. You thought at worst, it's overtime. If they hit that 31-yard pass play and call a timeout in 5 seconds, like we were all worried
so
about.
So this was just such a shocking.
Yeah.
What it leads to are a lot of the things that I read. And
are you getting Twitter, too?
I want you to look at this. Why do I get second-guessed every week?
I didn't say anything, right?
I mean, what are we doing here?
You knew it was on Facebook.
I trusted that you were on Facebook.
Back and forth. But what does happen is stuff like this. And I get why Florida State fans feel this way, especially those that are tied to the university with donations and the like. This FSU administration was unable to replace a championship-caliber coach, did not upgrade the facilities, and has not built football-only facility up to this point. Personally, if Norvell is removed, they need to also let go of the current AD and start with a true clean slate. Well, we're still waiting on an AD. We're still, like, the new president, I'm sure, is going to hire an AD. We have a stopgap measure. That's what Coburn is. That's not his fault, but he's a money guy. And this was, yes, we need to start getting organized.
The topic of how they got to where they've gotten is certainly worth exploring.
You two need to write the book.
But again, I'm not sure that it's not going to work with Norvell. I know that Corey maybe already he thinks that ship is sailing.
No, that's not true. Well, let's say they're starting to tie the anchors up on the they're starting to
taking
get ready to set sail. But I'm not willing to punt. Again, I'm not willing to give up on him at all.
So I'm not. We can't write those stories right now because this is still to be determined.
But if they lose 41-7 to Wake, start the stories.
Yeah, it's like, man, you're not showing us any signs that anything is different.
I you know what? Again, I'm going to fight to not be the prisoner of the moment and say that I do think we saw signs things were different against Notre Dame.
Yes,
I do think they hit and they played hard and you know,
practices are different, man. They are. They practice well.
Yeah. They've got a long way to go. It is a rebuild. They're not overly talented. Not games, but practice. Soto Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. How you doing there, podcasters? Good. Good to hear it. Listen, if you're wondering for a good place to eat, watch a game, have a cold beer, enjoy a lot of choices, we suggest Horizons Bar and Grill.
Maybe even run into us. You might see us.
You and I especially.
Yes.
I mean, I'm there once a week, I think. When I'm in town, I'm there. Stephanie and I are there. Great place. Cold beer, hot women, everything you want in a I probably shouldn't have said that.
Hot beer and cold women at some bars.
Whatever you're into.
I like the good-looking ladies, too. That's sure, all right. But even if that's not your thing, I'll be there. I'm a good-looking guy.
And we would all agree, great food. Legitimately good food. The most important part
of this ad is the great food.
It's great food. They got TV, sports bar. They got the vibe, but beer, food, everything you could want. And most importantly, again, other than the food, is that there is at least, I'd say, a 35% chance one of us would be there.
And you get the mac and cheese bites.
And you can get those shrimp tacos, which are the king. You've gotten healthy on me lately.
I eat the hummus. Who eats that?
He does. At Horizons Bar and Grill. I didn't know I like hummus.
Maybe I don't, but Horizons got some great hummus.
But you look for them on their website. You can see their happy hour specials. Just a great place to hang out. And if you want to like a little upscale dinner, you can go in there for that as well. It's at Bannerman Crossing at the... right off of Thomasville Road and Bannerman up there on the Northeast Tallahassee.
Tell them Headlines sent you.
Well, the important thing is support the people who help support Seminole Headlines. That's Horizons Bar and Grill. And thanks for listening to the podcast.
Woo!
Seminole Headlines is brought to you by Register Sausage, serving the Florida Panhandle and Lower Alabama for over 75 years. To find a store near you or to buy directly from Registers, head to registermeats.com. That's registermeats.com.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
May have to go get a bite or two at Horizon Bar and Grill here, boys, and get some cold ones in us.
Not a bad idea. Couldn't go wrong there.
No. Everybody loves Horizon. That's crazy that you would even ask. Of course, everybody loves Horizon.
I didn't say are we. I said we may have to go do that. I'm saying
because of the Norm MacDonald news.
It's tough times, man.
Yeah, Norm MacDonald passed away.
Rest
R.I.P.
in peace to Norm MacDonald. Damn it, man. I didn't mean to see that. I'm sitting here doing the show, looked over and went, what the hell just happened? Anyhow, moving forward. A lot of people will
You can go to Horizons even if you're not mourning someone.
Yeah.
Like just on
but
a date.
But if you are,
but that's a great place to go. Up, but yeah. just on a date or with the family, it's great for all occasions.
They specialize in wakes.
Do you think so? Tom and I were doing Tallahassee Game Day this past Saturday in anticipation of a big win.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
On War Chant TV and 93.3 Real Talk Radio. And as we were going through the machinations about what would happen and what would be this and all that, somebody cracked me up during the show. They said they just had a message that said cracks first beer. And it was early. It was early, and the message was cracks first beer. First beer cracked for Wake Forest after last week for this fan base. Who's out there cracking a beer 7 a.m., 6:30-ish in anticipation for a 3:30 game? What do we think? Over or under first cracked beer? Now, if you're over the age of 30, it's different than if you're 22. Right. But I'm kind of curious when that first beer gets cracked for all of us having to sit through the Wake Forest game and the anticipation of, do they fight back? Do they show up? Do they win this game, get the bad taste out of our mouth temporarily? It'll always be there a little bit. But do they give you a glimmer of hope? Do they give you something to latch onto? Because we were talking during the break. I mean, the ACC is a mess, and there are injuries everywhere to NC State, to Boston College. Louisville has played horribly so far. Yeah. Syracuse is an awful football team that just scored 7 points against Rutgers.
Right.
You're in a position. I know.
Win a few of these.
Well, you could win four or five, and we're just trying to salvage something here. You've got an injury-riddled group in front of you. Now, you got some automatic losses in front of you, too, but this game is really big, and I know there aren't too many big games for 0-2 teams, especially one who's just lost to an FCS school. But within the fan base, this is a really big game to show some signs that there's a reason to think this was just an absurd blip on the radar and that they are going to continue to climb.
I'm just curious if Jacksonville State's going to handle success well.
Who do they got this week? I haven't looked it up.
I need to find out.
Are they Alabama State or something? Alabama A&M?
Man, my guys, and for people that weren't in the stadium, well, very few people were left in the stadium at that point, but we're
game
in the press box.
Four freaking hours to play.
Ridiculous. Every time
it's stupid.
Somebody got a cramp, they had a TV timeout.
Man, so, those commercials on the ACC Network.
That's what I'm saying. What are they even selling?
Well, you know what they're selling.
Glow-in-the-night binoculars. They're not selling watches.
Hey, when you're only getting $3 a pop for the commercial,
you're selling the American Eagle, American flag glasses that let you see the enemy at night.
But I mean, it's crazy.
They're coming over the hills to take your property.
Jacksonville State, not only when the game ended, not only did they help to plant the flag and all that, they didn't even go back to the locker room for their like post-game talk.
It reminded me of when we covered high school games.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they just hung out on the field.
They got North Alabama this week, boys.
Oh, okay.
It's a big one. They're hosting.
All right. But North Alabama's licking their chops. They're like, they know they've got them. But, yeah, I mean, like, Jacksonville State, they stayed on the field for, I mean, it must have been 45 minutes.
Yeah, at least. At least 30.
Posing
right?
for pictures. Yep. I mean, it was. I mean, but, hey, more power to them.
North Alabama's off to a rough start, guys. They're 0-2. They lost 49-28 to Southeast Louisiana.
Ooh.
And then got shut out last week by Chattanooga.
Jacksonville State might be on a two-game winning streak. But, hey, they better not look ahead.
Boys.
They better not look ahead. Don't get a lofty head.
Don't be trying to put some stuff on film for your big game against Nicholls State next week.
Yeah.
Let's get out there and take a team seriously
now. Take care of business. Punt with your real foot. Punt right footed.
What? We haven't even discussed that.
Hey, look.
Did anybody ask?
He brought it up by himself.
And did it.
I like the way he said that. He's like, oh, he brought it up by himself.
And did it in a way like, wasn't this.
You know, guys, we lost that game, and I understand you're a little frustrated, but wasn't that cool?
That's kind of cool, right? He can punt it.
Next week, we're going to have him juggle it for a second, and then he's going to, you'll never know which foot he's going to butt with.
He's going to headbutt one out there, show it, and he's like, yeah, he actually kicked it 45 yards, even farther than we thought he could. Like, what are you doing?
Did anybody say
he's like,
why?
Well, because
they can't rush from one side.
Oh,
because he could roll the other.
Yeah,
they
were worried about the big rush.
Yeah, yeah. How about not punting so much?
Well, that's not his fault.
Well, right, but if you're gonna have to punt,
and they might have correctly guessed there would be a lot of punting going on this year. They could have thought, listen, why don't we switch it up a little bit? You're gonna be punting 7, 8, 9, 10 times a game.
Mm.
Every now and then, throw in a left-footed punt.
How about the fourth punt of the Wake Forest game, turn your back to the defense and punt it over like a bicycle kick?
See,
and if you're getting tackled while you do that.
I knew it was going to happen.
He's broken.
Oh, I'm definitely broken. But he almost wanted to be like, like you said, it was celebrated. Like, yeah, man, we had him punt left-footed, and he kicked it even farther than we thought. It's like, awesome, man. You were 0-2 and just lost to Jacksonville State.
John wants to know, will they be less nervous at Wake? Do you think this helps them overcome the nerves, that they'll be a little less nervous at Wake?
I feel bad about that one because it was my question. I was just saying, like, when Keyshawn Helton, who doesn't drop passes in practice, drops one right off the bat, the walk-in touchdown, does that kind of lead to some pressing? And he said they were pressing, and he mentioned nervous, which I think people were like, come on, man.
Yeah, well, hey.
I don't know what to do, guys. We got a lot of repeat questions. I'm just exhausted reading these questions. It's nothing against them. They're just pissed. They're angry.
All right, they're venting. Let's talk about the quarterbacks then one more time.
Well, there are a lot of questions.
Ask one.
Well, it's just they want to know how you think Jordan Travis will be utilized this week.
That's my question. So if my theory is correct, which is, I mean, you think maybe there's something up with Jordan. Maybe
I wonder about his health, because I think you would have, in a desperate moment, turned to him and just incorporated last year's game plan against this very same team that you scored 40-plus points on.
Yeah, but it was never desperate. They had the lead.
That's what I'm saying. My point is you would have just turned to him and let him in. Even if you don't think that's the right offense, when the blank hit the fan, you'd have been like, well, we need to go get us a win here, boys. Let's let him run around here, make some plays, and get up by a couple scores.
But if the theory is that, and I'm correct, that they just feel like the upside with Milton is much higher, so that's the way they want to go. What do you do with Jordan Travis, though? Do you still use him in this situation?
Yeah. Remember, we said in the offseason, how well would he accept that? Because he wants to play quarterback, and now all of a sudden you're like, no, you're kind of a Swiss Army knife.
Because now, in two games, he has not done anything with his legs. I mean, he had one carry for 7 yards this past game, and
We had the one long run when he came out.
Yeah, the 25-yarder against Notre Dame, and he immediately came out, but he had 9 yards rushing in that game.
He's got 16 yards rushing in two games. That, you don't have enough playmakers. Like, however, whatever you're going to do, if you believe McKenzie Milton's the guy, that's fine. But Jordan Travis has to get touches, because there aren't many guys on the team that can make anybody miss.
No, look out there, man. Look at that receiving core. It's ass.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's playing wide receiver, but you need to get him out in space.
I agree. I don't know how – let's see if he does. I mean, A, that would be an indicator that he's healthy and still bought in.
Right.
That'd be great to see. I'm slightly concerned. Let's take a quick break and come back and wrap it up here momentarily. It's Simple Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Life is stressful. Dinner shouldn't be. That motto is why Register Sausage has been doing business in the Florida Panhandle and Lower Alabama for over 75 years. A proud sponsor of Seminole Headlines, Register Sausage always provides the best southern smoked sausage to over 140 grocery stores and restaurants throughout the Southeast. Headliners have discovered the Register's difference. You can too. To find a store that carries Registers near you or to buy directly, head to registermeats.com. That's registermeats.com. Register Sausage. Yay, sausage!
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
Get a few more questions in here. Greg writes, does Jeff feel personally responsible for the loss after saying all four quarterbacks should be able to play? If we turn the season around, will he get a statue like Crying Tebow did? I don't feel personally responsible. Didn't come up with that game plan.
you're not wearing that?
Not wearing that, no. I could give a speech like out of breath Tebow,
yeah.
But I'm not going to.
Was DeMarcus Walker's speech after that Louisville game?
Yes, and then they gave up. They were down 21-0 in the first quarter the next week to North Carolina.
I remember cringing at that speech.
I mean, he did play his butt off the rest of that season, but... Yeah.
That was an unfortunate speech. Is there a reason we stopped giving the ball to Deshaun Corbin and Trayshawn Ward? Good question, Thomas. It was a dumb decision. That's the answer. No, they felt like they had the personnel. They really liked Toa Fili in those situations.
I mean, at some point you say, this guy's better than that guy, so let's ride the guy that's better. And
I do that with all the positions, Corey. I don't know about you. I look sometimes, and I go, that guy there is better than that guy. I'm going to start him. Let's go to the next position. He seems to be a better player.
Let's
I'm going to pick
him
that
on the field.
Guy. Let's
yeah.
get him out
Smart.
There and not give it to that guy.
Smart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the explanation was that what he did last year. And it's like, man, but that hadn't been here this year.
And what's really crazy is literally, I bet, if you timed it out. So Corbin had what probably ended up being the biggest run of the game when he got stopped on third down, third and short. He had not carried the ball for probably close to an hour. Like,
sure.
Legitimately.
Hour,
well, I bet with all the TV timeouts and stuff, it probably legitimately was an hour of real time or like 46 minutes of real time when you could have put the game away with him and then give Toa Fili all the carries he wants when you're up 24-7.
Fellas, after that ass-sorry showing, what can be done to help the passing game and find a true number one receiver? Possibly moving a speedy QB that's having trouble not throwing the ball a few feet above his receivers' heads?
I don't think he's a receiver.
Yeah.
He's a guy. He is a running back that can throw. And, you know, again, think of it like a wildcat, but with the potential to pass.
Bush League Bet 21 writes, will we be starting the game against Wake Forest in the wildcat?
I like it, though, because so much of the focus has been on the defensive disaster. It is fitting and fair that the offense is getting so much grief.
Had 335 yards and 17 points against an FCS team.
Yeah.
This same gentleman asks me personally, Jeff, will FSU be on your personal card this week? Yeah, I like FSU +6. I do.
Okay. Really?
All right.
Mm-hmm. I got him early at +6. I think it's down to 5.5. Sharps are with me, or the public may be with me. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Has the line come down?
Yeah, it went from 6 to 5.5.
Corey might take some of your action.
You think they're going to get stomped?
No, I don't think they're going to get stomped, but I would not be surprised. This is a huge game. Whether they win or lose, and please go win. It's allowed. Do it. Just get a W. But if they go out there and just look like they did against Louisville last year, man, the questions a lot of people have now about Norvell, you two will start having about Norvell.
Oh, no, I have questions.
No,
I'm a little concerned.
Legitimately, it's going to start changing opinions. If
it already has.
The ones that haven't been changed, that will be pretty big ammo.
Well, or worse, apathy will set in.
Well, yeah, that too. But golly.
Last one, Chris wants to know, if the three of us hired Chris to run a McDonald's that we owned. Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Because Chris promised organization, discipline, preparedness.
Right.
But 2 months later, you came to check on it.
Ice cream machine ain't
working.
It took
45 minutes in the drive-thru. Your order, when you eventually got it, was wrong. And there's smoke billowing from the kitchen. Would you begin to worry that I was a fraud?
Chris, it's going to be okay.
I don't know about that, Chris. And there is smoke billowing in from the kitchen.
But if it was just a bad day,
it could have just been the rest. The other days were incredible. You got a great score on your certificate thing. But that one day was just a nightmare. So we'll see. They might be waked by 30 points.
We have to give thanks to Jeff, Eric, and a JSU fan for their contributions today. We aren't sure about
a JSU fan. Yeah. We're not taking your blood money.
Yeah, take it back. Take it back.
We're not taking that money, Tom Lang.
So this is funny. Thanks to Jeff, Eric, and a JSU fan for their contributions today. We aren't sure about Mike anymore either, Jeff. Yeah, there we go.
We're not taking that JSU money. Go plant your flag somewhere else.
I'm going to take it. I want it, and I'm going to use it in my gambling endeavors. When I take FSU +6 against Wake, boys.
And some of that, Wake.
And North Alabama.
Yeah,
and the points.
Yeah, take North Alabama. They're going to be all over
the
Jacksonville State.
The emotions are riding all over the place. I take it you're on the road?
Yeah, I'm leaving right now.
We're both going. Snuggy Hill.
Yeah, well, yeah, you aren't going. You said you were going to go.
Well, they ruined it for me.
I think everybody's.
The hill has been ruined. I can't take that hill.
We're not even making the call for people to take the hill.
I told my wife, hey, listen, I'm going up to Wake Forest with the boys next weekend. Looking forward to it. We're going to take the hill. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then that game happened, and on Sunday morning she said, are you going to the hill? I said, I wouldn't watch this team if my life depended on it.
Did you get a new remote?
Instead of taking the hill before the battle, we'll just go, like, if Florida State wins, we'll just go over after and plunder afterwards.
You know what you should do if they win? You guys should get a picture and lay down on it together and put a little blanket over it. Like, you're getting comfortable at their house.
I got a blanket in the car, so we'll have that.
Good job, Tom. Good job, Matthew, for Corey and Ira, and thanks to all of you as well. I'm Jeff. Be good, everybody. Hang in there. Deep breaths, like I like to say. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.